surefire Suey nominee for musical performance from Chris Cody's, even though it wasn't actually very good. You just kept looping the very start.
It was enthusiastic, though, Chris. Yeah. I appreciate your glue guy temperament. A lot of people say that you just earned whatever it is your salary is in 5 minutes of dedicating yourself to the cause. Thank you, Chris. Wow.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Really, it was really just the boom, boom, shh. Like, whenever I went off on the other thing.
Thank you, Chris. You know, it's nice to go out on a high note this week for you. It's been a while.
I believe that the last half hour produced by us has to be an embarrassment to everyone who's ever worked in the history of this company. And I believe that Bob Lee is at home furious. That is what we did with this pressure. What do you mean, no?
No, Bob Lee right now is in his bathroom going boom, boom, shh.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has it in his head.
I thought it was a good half hour. Terrible.
I mean, we could have done with a better phone line from Le Champion.
Yes, that would have helped.
I don't think Bob Lee was listening to us.
No.
No, he's at the pool right now.
I feel like he's reading.
Yeah. Well, which is it?
Well, he could be reading in the pool.
Reading at the pool.
He could be reading at the pool.
Reading at
indoor
the
pool.
Yeah. Bob Lee is really enjoying retirement. There's no question about it.
What kind of trunks do you have Bob Lee wearing at the indoor pool? Speedo?
Floral pattern.
Yeah.
Like Hawaiian?
I was on a Zoom with Bob Lee a few months ago at the start of the pandemic, and he had a Hawaiian background behind him. So I think he's leaning all the way into this retirement. I think he's having a drink right now with an umbrella in it.
No, I think he has the overalls with shorts as his swim trunks.
Overalls with shorts?
The old timey ones?
Yeah, like the one piece, like wrestling singlet.
Oh, one of those,
bathing suit. Yeah.
Is that even a wrestling singlet is not a bathing
style.
Suit. You're talking.
Yeah, but there was a bathing suit singlet back in the day.
Late 1800s?
Yeah, you know they say everything comes back. I'm going to have my doubts about that one.
Thank you for that visual, though, Billy.
Billy, you're talking about something along the lines of circus strongman. You're talking about a bathing suit. You have one strap on Bob Lee's shoulder. Do you think Bob Lee is diving into the pool? Is he cannonballing?
No, he's a two-strap man. One strap is a little risque for old Bobby. He's not going to only do the one strap, Dan.
No nip.
No. Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that word, but be exposed a little bit.
You got him looking like the Big Show, basically.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, the Big Show went through several looks.
Yeah. I think it's striped also. Horizontal stripes, different pattern, maybe.
No,
like
it's
got to
be
black,
slimming.
White,
it has to be slimming. You have to.
Bob Lee doesn't care.
Bob Lee's a thick man. You can't go horizontal stripes on a thick man.
Well, it's not my choice. It's Bob's choice. Bob's the one that wears it.
Have any of you guys ever gotten to get into a full-size wrestling ring the way a wrestler would? Because I've always wanted to be the guy that would do the giant, like, Big Show leg over the top rope thing. Obviously, I wouldn't. Like, Mike Ryan, Tony, you guys are almost tall enough. Like, have you ever been at a wrestling ring where you've been able to do the leg over the top rope thing?
You have me watching wrestling at some point in my life?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. Man, you guys didn't do like fake wrestling skits as a kid and stuff?
No, but I'm wondering why that's something you've always wanted to try or do.
The way a wrestler gets into the ring, don't leave me out here on an island this.
No, and bounce off the ropes if you want to do that.
Like, everyone always thought about if I was a wrestler, this is the way I would get into the ring. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I've always envied the height, the tall people that could do the leg over the top rope.
I got into TNA's ring, which is, I believe, a hexagon.
You ran in and you slid in, didn't you, Roy? You did the run in when you slide in the bottom rope?
No, I lifted the leg above the second rope and got in.
So the most boring way possible.
Yeah.
Traditional.
Oh, yeah. It's not my ring.
I did run the ring, but I made sure that the referee held open the second rope. Because that's how Ric Flair always got it in the ring. Like, I'm not going to bend down more than I have to. Come here, referee. Make sure you spread the ropes apart.
Ric Flair would always do that.
Who had the best ring entrance? Was it?
Oh, man. I think many people would say Undertaker.
The Rock.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Big John Studd and Andre the Giant were among the first to do the stepping over the top rope. That's probably, as wrestling has gotten larger and larger, my guess is more and more guys. What's that guy's name with the pituitary problem that can't wrestle? He couldn't wrestle a lick, but he was just a giant dude with a giant jaw. Was he just called the giant guy?
Oh, the giant El Gigante, the giant Martinez?
Yes.
I think that's.
He'd step over the top ring.
Yeah, I think you have to be at least 6'10" to be able to step over the top.
But is it a common thing among the bigger wrestlers of the last 15 years? Because back when I'm talking about wrestling, I believe Andre the Giant and Big John Studd were the only two who did that.
It's a common thing amongst big men. That's how you establish to the TV audience and the audience in attendance that you are indeed big.
How would, like, Kamala get into the, I forget, how would he get into the ring?
I don't remember. Slapping his belly, for sure.
Yeah.
His painted belly.
He wasn't big enough to put his leg over.
He also wasn't from a foreign land, so that was
from Mississippi.
A racist trope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where they just made him from parts unknown and painted things on his belly and had him make unintelligible grunts.
The worst ring entrance was Triple H. I didn't like the whole spitting water into the air thing.
Wow,
like,
gross. It was so gross.
That's a great, that's
that doesn't
great
work
entrance.
Now with the pandemic.
No, yuck.
It's a great entrance.
Dangerous.
I disagree. Fantastic.
Time to play the game.
Yeah, great. You have great music. You have a great entrance. Simple as that.
Mm. Wow, you're very aggressive with that opinion.
I mean, it's an iconic entrance. I will not hear that it's bad.
People are saying The Brood. I shouldn't say people. There's a list here. The Brood has the best
ring. Oh, The Brood was great. You remember what The Brood was?
I don't remember The Brood. The Undertaker is right on this particular list at number three, Mike.
So The Brood was led by Gangrel, but it was Edge and Christian and then the Hardy Boys. But Gangrel was a vampire leader, and he had great music, awesome music. I wore out that WWE The Music album, Volume 3, I believe. And he would step up to the second rope, and then he would take a drink of blood from a goblet, and then he would spray that into the audience.
I don't believe that I've ever seen a worse wrestler than El Gigante.
Yeah, he was bad.
As bad as I've ever seen. All he could
do. Oh, no, there's some wrestlers on Saturday afternoon when we were growing up that were just tomato cans.
No, but I'm not talking about guys who would lose. I'm talking about guys. In fact, El Gigante was a champion, was he not?
I don't think he went all the way in, because in WCW, I don't think he ever won the gold. In WWF, he was just sort of fed to The Undertaker at a WrestleMania. What was it, WrestleMania 9 or 10? The one at Caesar's Palace, where Bobby Heenan came in, I believe, on a camel, but sitting backwards.
John Gonzalez, in the bodysuit, where he looked like he had abs and whatnot.
Yeah.
But he couldn't do anything. All
no,
he could do
even
is
talk.
Punch
you
people.
Go, oh! And like Harvey Whippleman would be his mouthpiece.
That is correct. He couldn't even talk.
The Undertaker was like larger than life, and to see someone even larger than The Undertaker, it was shocking. Like, how is the dead man going to overcome this? But he fought him at WrestleMania, and you know what happens at WrestleMania with The Undertaker? He doesn't lose until he did.
He was an Argentine basketball player.
Yeah, drafted 54th in the 1988 NBA draft. Hawks.
Tell me more, please. Tell me more his collegiate years. Tell me about how good he was. How tall was he? It's a little hard to explain. This is, I believe to be. I
he
believe,
was 8 feet tall.
I believe El Gigante to be the single worst wrestling personality in terms of combination of gifts. He was the opposite of a 5-tool player. Couldn't speak, couldn't do anything but punch you, didn't have a single move.
Oh.
Couldn't talk. Had a clear and obvious pituitary
problem. But
that's
why he had Harvey Whippleman do the talking for him.
He was a third-round pick by the Hawks. Who knows what could have been? His career was halted by a serious knee injury.
Well, he suffered from gigantism. He was born in Argentina.
Did he play with John Konkak?
Dan has that.
Really? Really, Chris?
I don't
Chris?
Think you know what
I was
going
to say it about myself.
Right.
I was like,
but
I have that too.
Right.
I thought it was
but
funnier to
yes,
go for
to
you.
To go after me.
It's
to go
not
out.
What gigantism
That's right.
is.
I do have gigantism. I have a terrible ailment. I'm sorry that it hasn't been disclosed until now. Thank you, Chris, for like I think whatever the HIPAA violation was there that you just gave out my private medical information. But now you all know, yes, ladies and gentlemen, my lifelong problem has been that I am afflicted with gigantism.
He was in an episode of Baywatch.
Gigantism, I got to tell you, doesn't even sound like it's terrible. Gigantism sounds like it's wonderful.
Sounds impressive.
I wish I had it.
44.
Yeah. No, you die early, man. Just 44, right, Billy? No, they all, like, it's a painful existence.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it. Yes, it's terrible. It's awful. Like, the idea that you would walk through life in pain, Andre the Giant had to drink like that, at least in part, because he must have always been in pain, despite the, you know, never mind the inconveniences of life of not being able to take a shower in a hotel or use a normal bathroom. God forbid you need to go to the bathroom on an airplane and poop. I don't know how the hell Andre the Giant can't fit into a normal bathroom. You can't get this giant, that El Gigante, to fit in a normal place.
No, the world's designed for people of similar size.
In 1993, he had the worst wrestling feud of the year.
Which one? Was that The Undertaker?
Yeah, The Undertaker.
I mean, he's terrible.
He's no longer with us.
He was terrible because of how bad he was.
Yeah, but, I mean, make it memorable, right, Dan?
Too soon, Stugatz?
A bit, yeah.
How long ago did he die?
It's got to be over 20 years.
I'm checking on it right now.
I'm going to say 1998 on El Gigante.
2010, he passed.
He left us a decade ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Imagine trying to date as somebody that size, like the Big Show or Boban. Like, that, there's just the expectations there.
He's listed as 8 feet tall, 460 pounds.
Let me explain something to you guys. Boban's ears are bigger than any penis in this room. There is not
right,
there,
his ears, right? His ears, but imagine, you know, right. I'm just saying.
You're
but
saying Boban's ear is bigger than my penis?
Than everyone. Yeah. I'm saying that there is not a penis in this room bigger than Boban's ears.
What if we put all our penises together?
Please, let's not do that.